It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
Very good evening. Welcome to Red Friday, your best look ahead at the weekend sport from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and Dave McDermott. In the show this evening, Aberdeen are on Sunday service this weekend with the second trip to Fir Park in the space of 3 days, following last night's huge Betfred Cup disappointment. We'll look ahead to the rest of the Premiership card. As ever, we'll have the predictor and your chance to win tickets for next weekend's Pittodrie clash against St Johnstone. Last night's 3-0 defeat in the quarter-finals of the Betfred Cup, Aberdeen returned to Fir Park on Sunday to face Motherwell again, this time in the Ladbrokes Premiership. And Dave, it was a long evening last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Let's get the post-match reactions of Derek McInnes, Graham Shinney and Ryan Christie on a dreadful night for the Dons.
Better team won. I thought first goal comes out of nothing, really. You know, there's no... We should be dealing with that, but far better, you know, from the first ball up. It's a mistake for Big Joe, which we're not going to criticise too much because he's been outstanding since he's been there. As I said last week, he's been flawless. You know, I think that the intent and the aggression from the Motherwell team was far greater than ours, to be honest. We knew what to expect, but they know they engage with our strikers, they get up there. If they don't win the first one, they're quick to support the second one. They get the ball wide, they put crosses in the box. A lot of their game is very simplistic, but it got the job done.
Simply, it wasn't good enough right through the team, from me right through the team. It wasn't good enough, and when you have that many people having an off day, then it's going to turn out like that. So yeah, it's very disappointing. Joe's been brilliant, so there's never going to be any blame there. It's like I said, there's been no one that we'd have probably got pass marks in our team, so yeah, it's the full team that'll take the punishment for it.
All the boys are pretty gutted and frustrated. Even at half time we were frustrated with how the game had started, and you know, we still felt positive going into the second half, but to be honest, I think across the board we just weren't good enough over the whole 90 minutes, and that cost us.
Good evening, this is North Sound One's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. And Andrew, it was a long trip home.
It was a very, very disappointing performance from Aberdeen, but take nothing away from Motherwell. They were superb on the evening, followed Stephen Robinson's pre-match plan to the letter, and that was as good a performance as I've seen from Motherwell in a long, long time. But having said that, it was probably the worst Aberdeen performance I've seen since we went down 3-0 just over the other side of the motorway to Hamilton 3 years ago, was it now? Something like that, a similar scoreline, but we just never got into the game at all. We were always hoping that there was going to be a spark of inspiration from somewhere, and I think unfortunately that was replicated out in the park. There were too many players looking at teammates hoping that they could spark the team into action without taking on the responsibility themselves. So massive challenge for them coming ahead on Sunday, back down to the same place. Motherwell will be flying high, but Aberdeen have got the talent in the dressing room that I'm sure they can bounce back from this.
And the alarm bells were ringing right from the kickoff, because the well-worked move back to Anthony O'Connor up to the left-hand side, he got charged down, and it just that set the tone for the 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Motherwell got right after the Dons from almost the first whistle. They got right in about us, and they never gave Aberdeen a moment's peace. They just kept the momentum going for just about the whole 90 minutes. And one of the most disappointing things is it was 3-0, but it could easily have been 5 or more. We had the effort that was headed off the line. And we had
the one that went right across the line, hitting both posts.
Yes, there was that one that hit the woodwork. So, you know, I think 3-0 maybe even flatters Aberdeen.
And Dave, the best man on the pitch was two-goal Louis Moult.
Yeah, both bosses have been speaking about a man-of-the-match performance from the striker.
He's on the move, he spooks defenders, his work rate and aggression sets the tone for the team. And they're not a one-man team, of course they're not, but without him, it makes it a hell of a lot harder. You know, he gets the first goal and he's still running the dying embers of the game. He gets his second goal. He was the best player in the park by a long way today. That's why I wanted to sign him. Couldn't afford him. And as I said in the press during the week, he's well done well to hold on to him. Somebody will take him in January, I'm sure. He's a good player, a very good player. And and as I say, very important to them.
The third goal is his second, epitomised everything about us. You know, it's a ball slid down the channel by Grimmie, and he never gave up on it. You know, I think boys' legs had gone at that stage, he'd give up on it. Multi chased in, and the class of his finishing showed when he got there.
It was almost written in the stars that he was going to have a scorcher of a game, because he'd been talked about because of the interest in, from Aberdeen in the summer.
Yeah, and he's in fine form. There's no getting away from it. He'd scored a couple of goals that rescued a point at Easter Road, but he got all the major plaudits. But for me, the best player in the park was young Alan Campbell.
Yeah, he was good.
I didn't think gave Aberdeen a minute's peace in the middle of the park. And for a 19-year-old kid, you know, here, if he can keep that type of performance going, he's going to make a big, big name for himself. He was superb in there. And, I mean, Molt, as his manager said, epitomised the Motherwell effort, chasing down the ball for the third goal. But I think throughout the whole 90 minutes, the man that really shone for me was Alan Campbell.
I think if Molt, we couldn't afford him in the summer, I think come January that price tag is going to be even higher, and you would imagine that somebody down south will come looking for the striker.
I think there's not a shadow of doubt about that, Dave. For Scottish football, enjoy Louis Molt while you've still got him. I have no doubt that in January he will go down south for a substantial seven-figure fee.
Absolutely. Well, after the match, Graham Shinney, as ever, was very honest in his assessment of the game.
Yeah, the Aberdeen skipper can't put his finger on why the team's form has stuttered of late.
In some of the games we've started really well, first 30, and even last week we played really well first 30, and then kind of taking our foot off the gas a wee bit, and let other teams have a chance, and when you give teams chances they gain confidence and come back into the game. But tonight we didn't even start well.
As you said earlier, Andrew, we've got the chance to. It's a double-edged sword. It could work in our favour, it could work against us. But back down to Fir Park at the very inconvenient time of a 12:15 kick-off on a Sunday.
Yeah, 12:15 is not the ideal time, but that's the way modern football is. Yeah, it's an opportunity for the guys to get back in the bike immediately. But you know, Motherwell, there's two ways Motherwell can go. They can either be really still as high as kites after winning last night, or there could be a bit of a letting out of the air of the balloon type scenario there. That you know, they were brilliant last night, there's no getting away from it, but can they do it again? Aberdeen will hope that they can't, but Aberdeen have got to be better than they were last night. So it's going to be a closer game, I think, but a very interesting one, and as I said earlier, a huge test of character for so many of the men that were in blue last night. They've got to show that talent alone is not in, you know, their makeup. They've got to show that they've got the desire to win, the work ethic that Derek McInnes demands of them, that they demand of themselves, to be perfectly honest. They'll be their own biggest critics. They'll be looking in the mirror and saying, I just really didn't do well enough there last night, and I've got to do better on Sunday. And if they do that, then, you know, we can go into it with a degree of confidence, but I don't think we're looking for a repeat of the scoreline going our way this time somehow.
Absolutely. Well, just before we leave last night's game, let's get the views of the Motherwell boss, Steve Robinson.
I thought we deserved it. I thought Ryan Bowman set the tone in the first minute when he chased down the kickoff, and I don't think we stopped chasing all night. So credit to the boys, if they worked ever so hard and they deserve the result. I thought our performance at Hibs was as good. That's the best result we've had since I've come in. But the performance was very good, you know, and we keep saying to them, you can do the free stuff better than any team. You don't need talent for that, just need desire. You know, running further than people, competing more than them. And they've done that in bundles tonight and deserved everything they got.
This is North Sound 1's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. And just as Aberdeen probably couldn't be as ineffective as they were last night, you do expect that Motherwell, did they peak last night? Because like Andrew, and I think like yourself, Dave, that's as good a performance we've seen from the home side at Fir Park for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, they were absolutely magnificent. That you know, that's no exaggeration. I can only hope, like Andrew's touched on, that they have peaked and it'll be a bit of an anticlimax for them on Sunday. But a word about Steve Robinson, what a great job he's done in a limited period of time with limited resources. He's really moulded a fine side that's got great spirit and, you know, no little skill. Molt's obviously the ace in the pack, but as Andrew touched upon, you know, there are other players who are very talented as well in that Motherwell squad.
Absolutely, but of course, as we've said, it's the chance to bounce back very quickly.
Yes, indeed it is, and we've just got to really roll the sleeves up and get stuck in. The way that Motherwell bossed Aberdeen from the first whistle was really, really disappointing, and Aberdeen have got to try and grab the initiative, grab that game by the scruff of the neck on Sunday.
Yep, and we'll start with manager Derek McInnes. He says victory on Sunday is essential.
We know we work for a club that's demanding, so it's always about that response, and hopefully, as I say, we can go on, learn for this, take that it's a sore one, it's a belt in the mouth, we need to move on for it, and hopefully, as I say, over the course of the season, it's all about getting up and getting ready for the next one. It's our first defeat of the season, and we're well into September, so you know, we know we're a good team, but we know we've got to be better than what we should. It's back to league business, you know. It's you know, I know, I've known the players, some of the players we've just signed, I've known them, a lot of the other ones a lot longer. I know how it'll be happening. The only way we can start to feel better ourselves is by winning the next game, and so be it. It's here at Motherwell, so we try to make the players aware of the type of game it's going to be. They know exactly what it is, so we need to make sure we're better than what we showed.
We need to take the criticism. It's going to be there. The fans are not going to be happy. Performance wasn't up to standards. I'm sure they'll back us again on Sunday. We need to make sure they go home happy. I don't think it'll be too hard. I think everyone will be looking to get going straight away and looking to put things right again. Like I say, that's what we need to do, and that's what we want to do.
And you see that as a test of character?
Yeah, definitely. But it's one that the squad have definitely got.
I'm sure we'll have a bigger fire in our bellies going into Sunday, that's for sure. You know, I think all the players are hurt in the changing room right now, and all you can do is take that into the game on Sunday. Obviously, we'll recover the next few days and we'll look back at the game. You know, we'll calm down a bit and actually review it and see where we can do better. And we'll definitely be down here on Sunday, hoping to right or wrong.
This is North Sound 1's Red Friday. Time for the one to watch on Sunday, Motherwell against Aberdeen. It is a 12:15 kickoff at Fir Park. Dave, who's your man in blue again, I presume, to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Graham Shinney. You know, the manager can only prepare the team until they cross that white line. It's Graham Shinney's job to play a major role in motivating the side and kicking back sides and grabbing players by the scruff of the neck if he has to, as skipper, to try and spark some sort of reaction after last night's frankly dreadful performance. So he'll be my man to watch. Everybody's hurting, none more so than Graham Shinney.
Andrew?
I'm going to look for the most experienced campaigner at Pittodrie, Cowrie Arneson. I thought he did well when he came on. He brought a wee bit of composure to the back. He won his headers. When he pushed forwards, he looked comfortable in the ball. And I think, you know, he's probably suffered more disappointments than most, and he'll know how to react to that. And I think he'll be a big player for Aberdeen on Sunday, if selected, of course.
Of course. And a week tomorrow, next Saturday, it's Aberdeen against St Johnstone. Your chance to win tickets by visiting northsound1.com. You're listening to North Sound 1's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. The Dons are away to Motherwell again on Sunday lunchtime. It's time now for the predictor, and representing the Red Army this week is season ticket holder in the South Stand, Ryan McCombie. Before we get the predictions of the guys, say, the latest league standings, Andrew, if you must.
I think I have to. The Red Army leading the way by a long distance now. Ali Begg last week scored 6 points. The three of us scored 6 points between us. We all got two apiece. So the standings at the moment, Red Army 33, Dave Galloway 23, myself 22, and Dave yourself 20. So lots of room for improvement, not just in the Dons, but in us.
Okay, Andrew Motherwell, Aberdeen.
As I said, I can't see Aberdeen repeating the scoreline of last night. The flip of that, you know, winning 3-0, I think it's going to be so tight. I would be happy to see the Dons come back up the road with a point, so I'm going to go 1-1.
Dave?
I believe Aberdeen will bounce back with a slender victory. I'm going to go for 2-1 the Dons.
Okay, Ryan has gone for 3-0 the Dons, and I've gone for 2-0 the Dons. Tomorrow lunchtime, Andrew, it's the first Old Firm game of the season, just in case you've missed it. It's Rangers against Celtic.
Well, I think you'd have to have been living on Mars this week to have missed it, because that seems to be the only game in the world, according to the Scottish media. I can't see past Celtic winning yet again. I think it might be slightly closer. The real question is, how many goals do Celtic want to score? And I think because they've got Europe in their minds as well, they'll go a wee bit easier on Rangers this time and beat them 3-1.
Okay. Dave, how do you see the game going?
That's exactly the scoreline that I've got, Dave. Rangers, good coming forward. I believe they're good enough to get a goal, but they are ropey at the back, as we know. A convincing 3-1 win for the Hoops, who probably can just, as Andrew's touched on, just cruise through this one.
Okay, Ryan's gone for 4-1 Celtic, and I've gone for 3-0 Celtic. Kilmarnock against Dundee, Dave.
I'm going for a 2-2 draw. Killy did well recently against the Dons. They were quite impressive in patches. But Dundee, despite that heavy cup loss to Celtic, they have shown one or two signs of encouragement of late. So 2-2 for me.
Andrew?
I'm going to go 2-1 for Kilmarnock. They've got a dreadful home record. That has got to change sometime. I saw enough from their showing in the second half, in particular at Pittodrie, to suggest that there's green shoots of recovery growing there. So I'm going to go 2-1 Killy.
Okay, well, both Ryan and myself have gone 1-1 for that game. Andrew, Ross County are at home to Hibs.
Well, Hibs, they struggled a wee bit to get past Livingston, but they got themselves into the Brentford Cup semi-finals, and I think they've got just too much firepower for a Ross County side that's struggling at the moment, so I'm going to go 2-1 for Neil Lennon's men.
Dave?
2-0 Hibs for me.
Okay, Ryan has gone for 2-0 Hibs as well, and I've gone for one apiece. Dave, St Johnstone against Hamilton.
Well, the Saints suffered their first league defeat last time out, but it's been a good start overall to their campaign. I think Tommy Wright's men will return to winning ways. It's going to be 2-0 for me.
Okay, Andrew?
I'm agreeing that 2-0, and I hope Richard Foster doesn't take any of his anger out in another dressing room door this week.
Well, Ryan's gone for 3-2 St Johnstone, and I've gone for 2-0 St Johnstone as well. So the three of us have gone for 2-0, so there's no chance of that happening. Partick against Hearts, Andrew?
Hearts seem to have gain from the new appointment of Craig Levein as manager. They got a good draw against Aberdeen at Murrayfield, a battling win against Hamilton last week. I think they'll continue their winning ways. Partick will be pretty tired after their two encounters with Rangers, and I can see Hearts getting another 2-1 victory on the road.
Okay, Dave?
Same scoreline but in reverse. Partick impressed me with some of their play against Rangers, and I think that can hopefully guide them to a 2-1 victory.
I've gone for 2-1 and Ryan has gone for 1-0 to Partick. And for your chance to play in the Predictor League, tweet at NorthSound1. That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.